Okay, I guess we'll open the meeting at 6 o'clock, and no additions to the agenda?
No, I have none.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna open the meeting here, and I'm glad to see we've got a good turnout tonight. This meeting is mostly about the curbside pickup, but I just want you to know it is that I want you to know the transfer station is going to stay open, and we will continue selling garbage bags. We're going to start the meeting tonight with John showing some costs for the trash and recycling, then go to questions. Everyone will get a chance if they have any questions. So, you know, just take your time and raise your hand. And so this is Paul Tomasi from the Waste District is here. So if there's any questions on recycling, then he's a good one to ask on it. And I guess we'll get started with the costs.
We're going to talk some trash tonight.
Yeah.
I'm John Zimmer. I'm the treasurer. A lot of new faces tonight. I've seen the plan of all, so thanks for coming down. Like Bill said, we want to talk about the transfer station. It is staying open, but the thing we're looking at is how fast the costs are accelerating compared to what we're charging today. I'll go through in more detail on that, but that you're going to hear about that a lot tonight. I want to start with how we fund the transfer station. There's really three sources for funding the operation there. This is our what we started out the year budgeting. It's a nice round number. It's $100,000 in costs. 25% of it comes from the trash bags that we sell. The other 18% comes from the construction fees. The remaining is in the tax rate. We fund what we don't get in fees through the tax rate. So that hits everybody in town, whether you use the recycling station or not. Just to give you a little more background on what has transpired over the years, the tipping fees are pretty steady. I mean, they're on track to do what we thought they would do this year. I'm going to skip over the recycling bags and the bottle redemption because it's not consequential. The trash bags are behind last year noticeably. And part of it is, some of it are some small things, but I think the big thing we're seeing is that there is a decline in what is coming to the transfer station now. We aren't seeing as many people using the transfer station, and it's coming out when you look at the revenue there. Right now, and this is at the half year for 25, we're a little shy of 20,000. We're planning on 43,000 between those two revenue streams, and we're behind there. Which tells me that we aren't seeing the usage we used to. Okay, I'm going to switch to the other side of the equation now. This is how the $100,000 in costs broke down. There's four primary buckets. The overhead is just the utilities, the heat, the lights. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that. The pickup is related to the equipment and fuel that it takes to drive around town and pick up the trash twice a week, once for recycling and once for household trash. The wages and benefits for staffing the transfer station on the Wednesdays and Saturdays and for the driver of that truck account for 30% of the cost. And both those figures include what we spend for trash and recycling. That side, the left side, the wages, the pickup, the overhead are things we control. On the other side is the trash disposal, moving it from the transfer station to Coventry. That accounts for 44% of our costs. And that's something we don't control. That's the vendors that do that for us, charge us that. And when you look at that 44%, 30% of it is for recycling, 8% of it is for the household trash, and 6% is for the construction. So the bulk of that is for the recycling. I'm just going to go back a slide. We've got $15 in revenue for the recycling this year. Offset that 30%. So the trend on the operating costs, I put it in percent here because it shows you a little better than rather than the dollars as to what's happening there. The wages and fringe have come down over the years. The pickup has increased from 16% in 22 to 23% in 25. The recycling disposal has gone from 10% and tripled in 3 years. And it's continuing that ascent. That's not going to stop. The household trash disposal has declined dramatically based on some things we're doing differently down there. And the construction trash has always been at 6%. So really the issues are in the accelerating pickup costs and the recycling disposal, really, for what's driving the costs.
But you're going to have the disposal costs whether there's pickup or not.
You're still going to have the disposal costs, yes.
So you're basically talking about 23,000.
Can we identify ourselves?
Bill, you need to
identify.
I'm Bill McGuire.
Thank you, Bill. Yep.
So how the patient costs,
say 3%, and it's $100,000 annual
right.
budget.
And there's a $23,000
23,000.
Yep. And in the wages and benefits, there's another 10% of the 30%, 10% of that is for the driver in that pickup truck twice a week. So it's really 33%.
And if there's no more pickup, how much will actually be eliminated because you're going to have that people at the, what's it called, the transfer station?
Or we'd still be open Wednesdays and Saturdays with the same crew for bringing the stuff down.
So if you eliminate pickup, what's your total elimination of costs? And what's the township's total annual budget?
So the cost savings would be 33,000. And that is about 3% of the municipal net.
Thank you. Not a lot.
All right.
Not a lot.
Hold that thought for a second. Just hold that.
All the questions until he gets done.
Yeah. Hey, let John do his presentation, then remember your questions at that point rather than jumping in.
So we talked about that. Is there anything else on that? The total spend year to date is, say, at the 6 month mark, we are at 55. We budgeted 100. We're running higher than we thought. And that's where the costs are on the recycling disposal. It's cost 7% every 6 months.
You're going to have that whether it's picked up or not.
We are, but we're going to have to address that someday until. No. So, in the end, your costs exceed your revenues. That's the shortfall. That's what goes into the tax base each year, are those figures. We brought it down. We should be on track to do less than we did in 22 and 23. We're not going to do as well as we did in 24. So in summary, the transfer station is increasingly expensive to operate. It's not on the cost we can control. We're at the behest of our vendors. All the trash recycling ends up in Coventry. It all starts there. They can afford to keep raising the prices. And it hits every hauler. It hits every temper. We have limited options for disposal vendors. It's not like we can jump ship from one to another when you're a municipality. There's only a few. It's a labor-intensive operation with the pickups and recycling duties today. And the zero, as I said earlier, zero sort costs are going up six. For the last 2 years, they raise them 7% every 6 months. There are fewer people there, so the costs are going up, and there's fewer people utilizing the transfer station. And out of the 700 properties in Westmore, during the summer, we only did 40 to 60 pickups going driving around town for that money. Last week, after now that everybody's left for the summer, there was 20 pickups. So the use, the service is not being utilized as much as it used to. More people are moving to private carriers and shifting the burden on everybody's paying taxes right now. Maintaining a staff is always an ongoing concern. We have two stalwarts, Darcy and Jeff.
Where do you get these figures?
Right out of our books. This is what we're
out of your
accounting.
expense figures?
Yeah.
All right.
This is what we pay for the
Now, the last one you have there, evidence suggests surrounding evidence.
I haven't got to that point.
Robert, hey,
yep.
I haven't got to
wait till he finishes and then you will call on you.
Yep.
Yep. So, as there's 20 properties utilized to pick up after the late day weekend. Staffing is an ongoing concern. You got two guys who give up every Saturday. One of them goes, we're not going to find another person like that. And the there is
why wouldn't you hire somebody who
wants to
deal us for work Saturday?
Try to find them. That's his. We have got to swing that. It's finding the guy, the next guy at one of those leagues. That's the problem. We try. The last one is there is when you look at how much recycling is going through our station versus how much trash is going through our station, the volume is increasing disproportionately. Recyclables is accelerating, and there's strong evidence that's the word is out. You can dispose of your recyclables in Westmore. They drop it off for free. We bear the cost of hauling it out of there. So that's something we're going to have to hit harder.
I need to get identification on somebody. iPad, could you please identify yourself? Without identifying, we have to remove you.
On who? Robert Fitzpatrick?
No, somebody online.
Can you identify yourself? Unmute and identify yourself.
It just, you know, as a reminder, I'll go back up. The zero sort costs are currently going, are our fastest growing and most single expensive line item in the budget. And that's the thing that other people are, they're using that service. So it's just, it's pushing that up.
And if you have people bringing stuff and they want residents, we'll go back to the license, the annual sticker that we used to have to identify us as property owners, and it was required in order to drop stuff off.
I got that right.
Transfer
stick. I got that right, yeah. We charge for the recyclables. And who cares where they come from? The more they bring, the more we make.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Is he done? So we are as a questions and answer sessions.
I got one last thing. I mean, we're talking about the pickup this week. Really, that's the first step we can do because we can control that. It doesn't say we'll stop there. We're going to look at the vendors and what we can do with recyclables, stickers, or charging for recyclables, et cetera. But the goal is ultimately to use the savings to reduce the tax burden. Thank you.
Okay. So, Mike Nathaniel, I think my president. The business about single sort recycling, there's a monopoly on the sorting service. So, we're confined to one vendor.
Yep.
And the one vendor takes advantage of the fact that they're a monopoly to raise the fees. They may have added expenses, and I don't know about that. But how does the Waste Management District help us with the sorted recyclables? Do they dispense with those?
Yeah, so coincidentally.
My ancillary question,
sure.
Is
how much money is made. Selling metal has been profitable. Paper goes up and down. Plastic is a dead loss. At last, I. And so maybe Paul can enlighten us a little bit about that. But could we go back to sorting only?
Yeah. I'll let Paul answer in a second. But one another option to reduce some recyclables is to the more we can eliminate those recyclables, the much better law. We're not giving it to somebody who's jacking up the price. If people came down there, pre-sorting their stuff and left it there where they needed to, we could impact the cost tremendously. Yeah.
I think it would be helpful. You probably know the difference between what you pay the waste district for recycling versus single stream, because we charge, I want to say, $49 a trip to come up here and pick up recycling. And I'm sure the single stream is $300, $400, $500.
Per dump, per dumpster?
10, 15, 20 times.
Yeah. So, you know, there is an opportunity to save money by eliminating the single stream. The question came up at the last meeting, does the waste district have the capacity to handle Westmore's recycling?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, because that's the way it was done prior to having single stream. We just came up more often. And, you know, if in the summer we come every week instead of maybe every 2 or 3 weeks in the winter time, you know, you'll save some money, obviously, in the off season, but you'll pay a little bit more during the summer, but nowhere near what you're paying now for the single stream. So is it cheaper to use the waste district services? Absolutely. What's easier from a, you know, personal standpoint? Sure, single stream's easier, but when you're looking at what the costs are, spend the 5-10 minutes to sort your recycling, you know, then you have to kind of weigh that cost in your own mind. And if you don't want to participate in a source separated program, you have the ability to contract with a private hauler. I think there's been a myth promulgated, not just in Westmore, but other towns. We don't have haulers that'll service the area. That's not true. We have a list of over 30 haulers on our website. They won't all service Westmore, but I guarantee you 5 or 6 of them will. And so there is competition for trash hauling services in this area. And if people want to pursue that service where they get curbside trash and curbside recycling, it is available.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good question. Chris Wiley, Mountain Lake Cottages. When did we go, this is ignorant, but when did we go to Zero Sword?
I'd say it might have been 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Answer that. The reason we went to Zero Sort was because the cost of labor, the way we're doing it with picking up bags, and for the town to pay the labor costs to separate it, made it, the cost of labor was so high. So at that point, Zero Sort was a cheaper way to do it. If we went back to the town picking up garbage bags with recycling, bringing it down there and hiring people and having to have 4 people separating again, the labor cost goes up so much that it doesn't work. That's why we have to get rid of the town picking up the recycling. People have to bring it down and do it themselves like they do in every other town in the area.
Okay, just for clarification, Zero Sort means I do my own sorting.
No. Zero sort means
you put everything in a clear plastic bag. And
what do we currently have?
Zero Sort. Mm-hmm. We have the option today to do your own sorting. We have your option to do your own sorting today. Having more people go to that would drive tremendous savings.
Yep.
Hi, question on pickup.
Robert,
I just read somewhere that the town said that it costs $70,000 per season for somebody to pick up your trash that we have now that you say only 60 people. Is that right? $70,000?
Well, the number here was more like 53.
22% was filled.
All right. Who's doing the pickup?
Right now, today?
Yeah.
A member from the...
A town worker's doing it?
The road, one of the road crew.
All right. So why is it costing $70,000 when town workers are on a...
It's costing us $10,000 for the town worker and $23,000 for the equipment, the truck, the diesel gas, the maintenance on the truck, that stuff. That
was in the they don't work full time.
Who does?
The town workers.
Bob, we used to contract it, and it was $45,000 a year.
He used to do it for $30,000.
Jim, it went up to $45,000.
Then went to $40,000.
And now that was 5 years ago. So
now you're telling us town workers who work for an hourly wage is $70,000.
No,
no,
you didn't say that.
70 is not the number.
No,
it's not a weird, not a sound strength.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay.
Pickups 23,000. That's the equipment and maintenance. And of the wages and benefits, 10% is for the pickup. So it's 33,000 today.
10% of
doesn't make sense. And,
no.
Doesn't make sense. I don't care about your pie. When somebody used to do it for $30,000, $40,000 and pick it up, and then you have the town employees pick it up, and it increases the $70,000. That's weird.
Sorry. Any other questions?
53.
One thing I do. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I think we need to look at the overall picture, and people pay the high prices to live here because it's a beautiful place, and we need to keep it that way. And people are going to be dumping stuff on the side of the road, and it's going to make more problems. The other thing is, when we had a private contractor, I think it got up to 50. So if it's 70 now, well, there's
it's
something
not
70, wrong.
It's not. It's folks, please pick up. 23% right there, things.
Not 70.
But convert that
but you're adding the pickup 23% and the wages and benefits at 30.
No. Of the 30.
Is that where you're getting the 70?
No.
Convert the percentage. Convert the percentage.
I'll adjust my hearing aid.
23,000. Plus 10,000 out of the wages and benefits that's dedicated to just the pickup. It's 33,000.
So you're saying it's $33,000 for the town to do pickup?
Yeah. So let me.
Which is less than what Bart did years ago.
I'm going to leave you guys with something else. We looked at the surrounding towns, okay? How do they do it? Barton, Brownington, Brighton, Burke, Charleston, Glover, Irisburg, Sheffield, Sutton do not take trash.
What are their taxes? Nothing like they are in Westmore.
Yeah, they're similar. I believe taxes in Barton, they're similar.
They're similar.
Yeah.
There is a question on the Zoom drive.
And then Newark has a full service transfer station. You can bring trash there. You have to bring it. They don't pick it up. There's no one in this area who's picking up the trash anymore unless you go to a private hauler.
Yeah, it spread out over all the tax that's paid. It isn't going to increase anybody's tax that much. The real burden is the school tax we pay.
Oh,
and it's worth it to keep this place beautiful.
But right now you're spreading it. There's about 60...
That's nothing.
The residents spreading it across the entire tax base. So how does everybody feel if you're not using the service?
The last time I ran a calculation, the summer people were paying 75% of the taxes for the town of Westmore. This is one small thing we'd like to continue. I don't get my road plowed. I don't get it a paver down it. I don't have street lights. I don't have sidewalks. I don't have a municipally provided fire department or police department. The one thing I get is my trash picked up. Could we please continue it?
Okay.
If you're concerned about the town budget, you got 97% of other things to look at instead of this.
Okay, let other people ask some questions for a change.
People identify themselves so everybody can hear. And there is a question on the computer.
Okay.
So Nick Page is asking, with zero sort, people sometimes put out bags with material that should not be recycled. A raccoon got into a bag on 5A this past summer. It had cereal boxes and the paper was still in it. The cans had food in them. How does this, when it's not recycled properly, impact the town's recycling efforts?
That's a good question. Yes. And I think that's part of our problem is where the recycling is free the way we're doing it. More people are sliding trash in their recycling, and then the guys are having to pull it out when it gets down there. It's the way the system works. It's just better if people bring their own down and separate it themselves. That's the really the way it will work.
Something for the people, 75% of the town voting.
But the people that are not paying, that are not having the garbage.
Keep them out.
Okay? The people that are not having the garbage picked up, and there's more and more of them, they're subsidizing you. Why should I subsidize your...
With garbage, if it's not going to our transfer station.
Private haulers. And pick it up for the same price you're paying.
Yeah. And go back to my first slide. Our trash at the transfer station is the clients. People are going to private haulers. So it's one thing to consider. How much? Let me ask you a question. If you want the trash and you're using the trash, what are you willing to pay to have it done, to have it cover itself? Would you pay $12 a bag? And you could have pickup.
Would you like some suggestions for reducing other portions of the township's budget?
We're not talking about that tonight.
Maybe we ought to.
Would you pay $12 a bag? 15.
Is that a hands up?
Okay. Why should I have?
Mary Harder.
Yeah, Mary.
Question. Mary Harder. So we pay deposits on all the bottles and cans that we purchase. And I always separate those out, put them in a bag, and they all go together in the no sort thing. But those all are, they all have a 5 cent value. So why wouldn't you at least set aside all the bottles and cans and take the income from that?
As a householder, you should.
We do some.
As a consumer, you should.
We do, but at one time, we had the people that were working there were doing that. By the time they were spending picking out cans and then bringing them to the place to get their money, we were losing money on the deal. It was
bottles and cans in one bag, separate.
If everybody did that.
If everybody would do that, that'd be a great idea.
Well, if you said everybody would have to do that, well, that's what sorting is.
And that's what the sort, and that's if we go to sorting.
We're supposed to do.
Yeah, if we go to sorting, then we have that with opportunity to do that.
Well, I think that it all goes in the bin in the same place. Yeah.
Frank, getcha. So if we're paying 27% more in recycling disposal, why recycle it? Let's just put it all in the trash. We're trying to do our part and recycle and do the right thing. Put it in plastic bags and stuff, environment. But if we're paying 27% more in recycling disposal, it doesn't really make much sense to me. And we're only paying 8% on household trash. I say we just throw it all in the trash.
But then the number of the trash weight would go up and you wouldn't lose it. We would gain trash costs.
Recycling than household trash?
No.
The costs that are driving recycling are from single street. If you shifted back to the way it was just 5 years ago and brought your materials to the transfer station, separated them, and the waste district collected them, those costs would go down dramatically. The other issue is that state law requires a certain number of items be diverted from landfill disposal. So, technically what you've just suggested would be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's checking bags, but you know, there is that.
Understood, but we're doing our part toward the recycling. I mean, something should be, you know, offset, especially the state. I mean, there should be some type of state funding towards that, maybe.
Well, that's why the Waste District sets up its fees are on trash disposal. We collect a tax on trash. We purposely subsidize recycling so that those economic signals are available to the town. Recycling's less, trash is more. But, you know, when you add in the single stream, and I know that several years ago, the push was the guys can't do it, so let's go to single stream. Single stream was quite a bit cheaper 5 years ago. If it's going up 7% every 6 months, you know, we haven't raised rates. You know, to send two people, a lot of times it's only one, but for $49 to pick up your recycling, it can't compete with that.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to lose sight of that. The slide says recycling is 30%. My guess is that, you know, 90% of that is for single stream costs and not to have the Waste District come and get your material. Granted, if all that shifted, you'd have a little increase in cost, but nowhere near what you're paying now.
Yes.
I have a couple questions. One is, I think you said the pickup cost had increased from 2022 to 2025, from 16% to 23%.
Yeah.
What is responsible for that?
Yeah, so the truck we have is long in the tooth. We spent $4,000 in repairs 24. We spent $5,000 the first 6 months of this year.
Okay.
Diesel fuel is up. So it's really the transport costs.
And I have two related questions.
Yeah.
What is the downside of going back to everybody has to sort their own recyclables? I mean, there was a reason we changed it. Are there reasons that we all may not know about why we should go back to that?
I think the big one,
for example, did it not work well?
Well, I think the big one Bill talked about, people would go down with their bags and drop them there, and then our guys had to go through a sort.
That's what I remember seeing.
Yeah, that isn't a good way to do it.
That's not a good model.
So if we went back then to everybody has to sort on their own, how do we avoid that same problem?
You require residents, as they drive to the facility, to deposit their own materials in the bins provided. That's how it works everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have an attendant that takes the bag. They do it in Derby, and I don't know how, but they have four or five people there every weekend. They're the only place that I'm aware of where you can get away with that. Everywhere else, you park, you get out of your car, and you put your materials in the proper bin.
And if somebody doesn't,
well, that my own personal experience with that is that there's a lot of work to be done by the attendants because the people make a lot of mistakes. Yeah. So,
well, you know, they were it definitely requires oversight.
As if they're sitting around and residents are doing it right, there were frequent.
They're helping them. But that's the way it should be: helping, not doing the work for them.
Mason,
and there's a good example. I mean, Westfield. Ski town, World Lake town. They have 540 residents. We have 350 year round. They run their transfer station at $43,000 a year. The cost, they break even. They cover the full $43,000. What do? They charge same thing as we do for trash bags. They have a complete sort facility. People bring in, they sort it, they leave it there. They cover their $43,000 with all the revenue from their bags and their tipping fees. And they're a ski town. So big taxes, a lot of second
home ownership.
No, they have three, but they do it in a different way. They have 12 guys total, and three work every Saturday. And so they don't really have a crew but they have three guys. But I've been there when they're doing it, and they point and say, that box. They don't go and separate stuff for people.
They don't handle it.
Yeah. And what's the cost of their bags?
I don't know. I'd have to get that. I'd have to go. I was looking at their annual report, so I didn't have the. But, you know, it's a working model in a town 80% bigger than us. It's a large second home residence population, exact same profile as us. So, yes.
Ron Dunsford. Just a question about the cost. So the $5 we paid for the green bags, that covers the trash?
Yeah, oh, that's a very good question.
And recycling is free if we sort it, or we're still a cost for the recycling?
No. So the right now, the tipping fees and the bags almost covers the cost for the household and construction.
So I'm really not sure what a tipping fee is.
Sorry, when you throw your big things in, you pay by the pound. So it's construction debris. So the fees for those are almost covering those costs. It is the recycling that's driving the what we put into the tax price. And that's the piece that's going up 7% every 6 months.
That seems right. That's my argument.
I'm sorry.
Taking everything in the green bag.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. So it's going to be a charge for recycling?
We started with the curbside pickup because we can control that. We have to set up to do other things for charging for the recycling. But setting up.
If he brings his recycling down, if you bring it down, sort it. There's no cost.
So okay, that's what I'm
asking. Right.
Yep. No.
Yep.
But garbage, yeah. I bring with my green bag.
Yep.
Green, I paid $5 for it. Recycling, you buy sort of it.
Yeah.
If you sort it, it's going to be wrong, like throwing a bag in, or I have to empty the bag.
Yeah. You'd have to separate it. You know, glass and paper, cardboard.
Throw a whole bag of plastic in, or
yeah. If you have four bags when you get down there, you just dump them when you get there.
You don't have a firm idea. What you said, recycle.
As long as you're sort.
You zero
not free. We have to do
transportation.
Yeah. Right, but
so there's nothing free about it.
But it can become sufficient. If we continue the way we are, it's going to keep driving up. It's going to keep rising. But if we can get rid of that zero sort,
yeah,
or get it dwindled down, then the bag costs will offset, and the recycling is going out. The bag costs will offset that $49 pickup, which ends up being, if you're at zeros, you're really getting rid of your stuff for free.
So are you planning to opening the transfer station a little few more days? Like, you're gonna have Saturday morning, you're gonna have 3 hours. Everybody from Westmore.
We've always in the summer, it's always been open Wednesday and Saturday for 5 hours. And
now you're gonna coming
up. These are things we have to think about. These are things we have to work.
One of those things where it's a work in progress.
Not everybody's going to give up their zero sort. So maybe you start with, you can do it today, bring it down, sort it, leave it there. If you want to have zero sort, we keep that, but you might pay for the bag that you're putting into that. You know, there's things we can do. We're focusing really today on the pickup, because we have a, Westmore is the only town in the area that still has town employees pick up trash. It's the last holdout. It is the last holdout.
So this last Tuesday was our last pickup. So
next week. Okay. If $5 a bag is covering the cost of disposing what's in the bag, why wouldn't we want to throw everything in the $5 bags? Period. Because no more zero sort. No more.
Oh, you can't do that.
Recycling.
You just finished explaining that to us.
Why can't we do that?
Because it's against the law.
It's the law.
But the other thing is too. If you fill a bag of trash with trash, you have one bag of trash. If you fill a bag of trash with recycling, you now have two bags of trash. You can't fit everything, you know, you can't just say, I'm going to put it all in one bag because it won't all fit.
Yeah, but who gets fined
for two bags?
Okay, hold on.
The law.
Hold on. We have a question online, please.
Britta, you can unmute yourself.
Britta? Okay.
Yes. So this is Jason. Britta and I are here together. We logged in under her. So I just wanted to put that out there that this is Jason Petrakis speaking. And I have a couple questions and points as I've heard this conversation go on. And I wasn't sure where was the best place to interject. So one of the comments was people outside of Westmore bringing in recycling and dropping it off for free, which could possibly be increasing our costs. I heard the statement that that was happening, but not a suggestion for a solution to that. So I would make the comment that as we look at this holistically, that we need to address that with either, and again, this puts some responsibility on whoever's working, but to check IDs, to check addresses of registered vehicles, pulling into the transfer station to make sure that they are actually Westmore residents. The truck expenses, we obviously observe the trucks picking up our trash, our recycling. We have seen the trucks be used for other items. So we were unsure, and you don't have to answer this right now because I want to make two other points. We were unsure how those expenses are allocated for the truck, whether it was the trucks used 50% of the time to pick up trash. So 50% of the expenses are allocated towards trash. I am unaware of that allocation. And then I guess my final point to this is, and Britta's here, so she can say yes, if she agrees, but we agree with the board's decision, however this comes out, because we definitely agree that we as full-time residents should not be subsidizing other people. So, you know, if a summer residence is having 10 bags of trash picked up 10 weeks a year and then never the other times, but we have to pay for all this, we shouldn't be subsidizing that. And we would look towards privatization of our trash pickup, but we're paying for it in taxes. So if we're going to move to a private pickup, we should be credited in our taxes somehow. So again, the board's decision is very important to us on this, and we support your decision in trying to control the costs. Because again, we don't feel we should be subsidizing others. And that was my final point. And thank you for letting me jump in here. And the truck expenses, if you do have an answer now, great. If not, I'd be happy to hear about it in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, the truck expenses, it was broken down into what percentage was used for the roads. And like, I agree with you on the subsidizing. If somebody's got an Airbnb and their place is used all summer as an Airbnb, it shouldn't be up to the taxpayers to be subsidizing a business. You know, that's the way I feel on it.
Bill McGuire, I would point out that if the year-round people are disproportionately subsidizing the trash of the summer people who pay 75% of the town's tax base are subsidizing the full-time year residents for everything else.
Well, basically, you say those numbers, but it really, the biggest number is the state education. It's not the town, you know. So it's the education tax is what, if it wasn't for that, we could hire a full-time guy to go out picking garbage every day. But because of the state education taxes, we can't control 75% of what is spent.
Nick Page also has a comment.
I'm going to try to speak.
speak, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm Bill McGuire. I have a nice place on the other side of the lake. I pay almost $30,000 in a year in property taxes to the town of Westmore for the privilege of continuing to be there. I don't get a lot in return. As I mentioned, I don't get my road plowed. I don't get it paved. I don't get a sidewalk. I don't get street lights. I don't get a fire department. I don't get police services. The one thing I got was my trash picked up. But I don't think it's about the trash. I think it's a much bigger issue. I've been on this lake for 79 summers, going back to 1946. And I've sadly seen things change from the days when Ella Perkins and a very different select board were mindful of where 75% of the taxes came from. And more importantly than that, they had some interest in taking care of the summer people and meeting our needs. Boy, those days are gone. You people don't come to the Westmore Association anymore. You don't participate in supporting the abolition of wake boats, which are harmful to the lake. You don't participate with us in protesting the tower, for which there is no demand. Nobody seems to want it, but it's going ahead. I don't know what your agenda is, but you aren't representative of the people who are paying most of the taxes to the township. You've lost your way. Wouldn't be that hard to find it again if you had any motivation to do so. But you clearly
okay.
Don't.
That's what did Nick have to say?
He says if a summer resident pays taxes, they are not being subsidized. They are paying their share. That was in response to, I think, subsidizing. Nick Page, if a summer resident pays taxes, they are not being subsidized. They are paying their share.
I'm going more for there's more and more people that are paying privately to have it picked up. And so they're not getting any, the curbside pickup, they're not getting anything out of it. Those are the ones that are subsidizing the ones that are having it picked up.
Brian, can I check? So the fuel and maintenance on the vehicles is on $3,000 a year. Fuel just to pick up trash.
Fuel maintenance depreciation.
2 days a week.
2 days. Well, recycling.
Yeah.
2 days a week and fuel.
Maintenance and depreciation. If we'd have to buy a new truck again, and we spread that over 5 years.
And when you are going up Job's Pond, Ball Hill Pond, you know, it's not just
maybe that's 6 months. Yes.
Susan Watson. I'm wondering, and I'm talking about for people who are older in this town, to have the advantage of having the curbside pickup. I don't always use it. I get a lot of trash, and I'll take it to the dump. But when that service is taken away, boy, I sure miss it, especially in the winter when I don't feel like driving down there, you know, to risk my life to take my trash out. So I think that speaking for people who are older, that it's really a good thing to have the pickup. And my other thing to say is that if we do get rid of the recycling as is now, X out the zero sort and go back to sorting our own, does that mean that we would still be able to have the pickup of the trash one day a week?
No.
Against that
the law.
Doesn't even figure into it. With the money we'd save,
The last meeting, Paul was here, and we can't pick out. You want to answer?
Yeah. So at the last meeting, I misspoke. The way the law was originally intended was if you picked up trash curbside, you had to pick up recycling and composting. The Waste District has applied for and received an exemption for what they term that as parallel collection. So the town could pick up trash and not pick up recycling as long as they have a recycling option available, say, at the transfer station.
Which they would if people went down there and sorted their own stuff.
Correct.
So you could possibly separate the two things. So,
yeah.
So we would be able to have a curbside pickup of garbage.
Again,
it's possible. Possible. Yeah.
Possible. Okay. Well, the other question I have, which I don't even know, it might be off the wall, is there a way if to charge differently for commercial trash pickup than there would be for residential? As it would be, is there a way to separate that and thereby getting some more revenue from commercial picking up? I don't know how you define that, but
that is something we're going to look at how we service commercials. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
It's the definition of commercial.
You have to figure that out.
Define commercial.
Right. Well, there's some things we'd have to look into, but that would be a good idea.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Gil Spears, I just have a couple of things. Is the transfer station going to definitely be open 2 days a week next year? And because I think last summer it was only open one, to my knowledge.
Last summer, 24.
Yeah.
I think.
We had to change our permit
Yes.
So it did not open the 2 days.
Okay. So
but going
it would
forward,
not take away the 2 days.
No, and we would not.
It would be nice if it could go from like maybe May 1st to Columbus Day for people that are coming back. The other comment is years back, we had recycling picked up every other week. If we kept the trash pickup once a week and then went back to recycling every other week, it probably wouldn't make a lot of difference. But if you add that with maybe requiring people to put the deposit cans in one bag or bottles and giving that separately to them, maybe getting money from there, I don't know if that would help or not.
Yeah, I don't know if that would help enough. I think we're committed to not doing the pickup.
Yeah.
And then seeing what other adjustments we can do. This is going to be an iterative process. We set out by saying we're not going to try to solve everything. And again, we'll get a toe in the water and then we'll go from there. The pickup was the first one.
So the comments.
Decide will take effective like January 1st or?
I'm sorry?
Whatever you decide as far as, I know you're stopping the
pickup.
So that will, there's really no getting that back? Is that kind of what
no, it's not at this point.
Okay.
Yes.
So this
is a way.
Why are we here?
What about having the voters vote on town meeting day or something?
I agree on that.
Can we identify ourselves again for everybody?
Same who you are.
But I think you and I would write a different warrant item.
And we have a question.
Oh, sorry.
I have just a few things to say. I think it's important to encourage recycling and discourage dumping and burning of trash, which is going to increase. And especially when we might go back into a burn ban, that could be very dangerous. We've had rabid raccoons and bears. So they will be attracted to the trash, probably high up when people do not have curbside. So especially during the summer, and as a year-round resident, I appreciate the fact that the roads get very icy and not having to travel on them on that one day that we only have this Saturday to get it to the transfer station. So I just wanted to make those points. And I encourage the sort system for the recycling.
Yeah. There is a burn ban on debris right now, sorry. Just so.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, I know we're getting some rain right now, but I mean, I think in the future we're going to have drought situations. If people are going to burn trash, it can be very dangerous for the environment here. And not to mention toxic if they want to burn plastics.
Well, and just as a point, it is illegal to burn trash in the state of Vermont as well. Understood. I just have to go on record as, you know, making sure people understand.
You don't have much faith in the people of Westmore if you think that everyone's going to start dumping trash.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't think Westmore people are going to do that.
We have a question on the online.
Donna, you go ahead.
Donna?
That's the eyes. Donna, if you want to ask your question.
What was Britta's comment?
Oh, Britta's comment, commercial versus residential is a great question.
The other thing not to forget is people are more than, you guys are more than able to get private haulers. I myself have a private hauler. I don't use the trash or the recycling in town. I have a private hauler that deals with it. And that's
the service we're paying.
Yeah, but it is a service you're paying for, but I'm also paying taxes. And so I'm paying for yours too. So it's something to think about. You know, it's an option if you don't like the trash pickup that you have to bring it to the transfer station. It is an option out there.
It's the elected option on our tax bills.
But if we get rid of it, then if we can be like Westfield and get to a break even,
right,
then
it won't be on
be on your tax bill. That's our goal. Yeah. Is
sorry.
Donna.
Yeah, I finally got to unmute. There was a problem with the unmute button. I have a couple of concerns, and I already voiced this at a select board meeting. Okay. Number one, we seem to keep decreasing our services, the number of days our government is open and available. We decrease, but you keep increasing our taxes. And John, I've said this and give you credit for getting money on interest on our funds, but it doesn't seem to be accountable where we get extra money, we get less services. We get increased taxes, we get less services. We have to, if you're going to keep taking things away from us, you have to balance it by lowering the tax. And don't use the education tax. We understand the difference between municipal tax and education tax. It's well understood. But if you look at our municipal tax rate and you talk to people that have lived here much longer than I have, you used to have surpluses. We used to have reserve accounts. And they used to even sometimes get a refund at the end of the tax year. Somehow, let me finish. We have gotten way out of line. You increased our bags from $3.50 to $5. That is $1.50 per bag that you've gotten increased. And where did that go? Okay. I do have Airbnb part-time to pay my taxes and pay the insurance and pay the mortgage on my house. But I'm paying an additional tax, Airbnb tax, to the state and to the municipality. We're up to 14%. And if you think that doesn't affect how our places are rented, you're wrong. When someone goes to make a reservation and they have to add 14% tax on it rather than 9 or 10, it does make a difference. So we need to start thinking about, if you want to take away, give back. And if we need to do away with the transfer station in totality because we mismanage it and it costs us too much, maybe we need to face that. And now I'm done.
They will. I mean, we have a list of names: Casella's, Myers, Thayer. There's a whole list of them. And if you make two garbage bags a week, your cost to hire them would be similar to what your tax bill in buying garbage bags.
If you go to every other week pickup, that should bring that pickup at least 10% down.
Yeah, but if you have to make two trips, then you don't.
Yeah, but the problem is, if we hire our own private hauler, we still are paying taxes.
But that's the idea to get it back to a, like Westfield. I use that because they have a system that works and they're break even. They don't need tax dollars to run their system.
Yeah.
And that's what we're shooting for.
Could you remind me what to do again?
I don't understand
what their plan is in Westmore that you like so much.
Westfield is they don't have pickup. You bring your trash down there. They charge by the bag, by the throw. And they don't have zero sort. Everything is sorted by the people who bring it down.
And if I could add something, when the state passed Act 148 over 10 years ago now, the whole idea by having pay-as-you-throw was to set bag fees to cover all your costs. And so some towns have been successful in doing that. Westfield's one of them. Waterford's another one. But, you know, towns have resisted the urge to cover all their costs on the bag fee because sometimes it costs $8 or $9 or $10 a bag to cover all their fees. And that's what I think is important here is the board is trying to look at ways to bring those costs down so that a $5 bag does cover the costs of all the services. And there is no tax implication to running your transfer station. And that may seem like pie in the sky, but it does work in some towns. And so, you know, when you hear this, well, how is that even possible? It is possible. And by, you know, getting rid of zero sort and hauling, you know, whether it's trash or recycling, that will dramatically lower your costs so that the $5 bag, it at least comes a lot closer to covering all your costs. But in theory, that's why it was set up the way it was, so that the bag fee, and then, you know, like in Westfield, they don't care where people come from. If they come from Jay or they come from Lowell, because their bag fee covers their costs, that you could come from Lindenville and deposit your trash in Westfield because they have no tax expense for their transfer station. And I think that's the situation that Westmore is aiming for.
Frank Yatchek, how much would it cost for a third party to come to trash, get rid of all of it, the transfer station here and Casella's right there? I know I can't, if I am doing construction anyways, I'm making those trips to Casella anyways. So I don't know, is there a lot of construction trash even going here? And two, how much would it be? Why doesn't somebody just reach out to Casella and ask them, say, how much would the trash for this be per pallet? If under 100 G, then I think that would be a consideration. They come pick our trash.
It's certainly worth pursuing, but I'll tell you that in every case where the private sector is in charge of these services, you pay more. And the simple reason is profit. You know, the town isn't in it to make a profit. So, you know, that, but, you know, Casella might offer you a sweetheart deal and know that if, and I don't want to single out Casella, it could be Myers, it could be somebody else. They could offer you a deal at $75,000, but in 2 years, they could be up to
$150,000. Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, I think the town has an opportunity more so than if you hire it out to the private sector to control those costs. You as a individual resident have the ability, like you would for any other utility, not every other because power doesn't quite, but like car insurance. You can shop that around so you can get competitive rates. You can do the same thing with trash service. And if you did go that route, if they start raising your rates 7% every 6 months, you call somebody else on the list. So that's what keeps them honest on an individual basis. But on a town-wide basis, they once they get you, you know, you're kind of stuck.
So what about keeping the transfer station open, charged by the bag, and then hiring the third party to get the town's trash?
That's how it works now. They pay somebody to come and get the trash.
In our trap. The town's people on payroll.
That's how we used to do it. We contracted Jim Morin to pick up the trash. But that's another case of the numbers went so high that we said it was cheaper to have the town do it. And then we had the guy for the other 3 days a week to work for the town. But, you know, the numbers keep going up. It's is.
And what about people that work? I work Saturdays. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it to next stage.
Well, Myers, Casella's, they all, somebody.
The bags that I pay for.
Yeah, but for $40 a month, you can have someone come and pick it up at your house.
Yeah, like I should have my tax bill, whether I request trash services from the town or not. they might choose not. I think that's what that's why we want to get it out of the tax rate, so you can make those decisions. That's really what we want
to
do.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for here, is to get it off the tax bill.
You've got to remember that any other town around here, they don't have that option either.
Chris Wiley, just real quick, I wanted to understand the purpose for the meeting tonight.
The purpose of the meeting tonight was to let you know, everybody knows that we're not doing trash pickup, but to give you some visibility into how we got to that point, why we needed to do it, and where we think we need to be. And the need to be is to get it out of the tax rate.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I'd like to, it's, okay. Yes, yeah, so the...
It seems that we divided most of the cost is a recycling.
It is.
Well, this is here on your empty and recycling for that.
Because there's no other town that's trash pickup anymore. They already took that step. We're behind. We're behind. And then we're going to go after the recycling.
Another question.
I've got to really answer.
I got one more question.
So right here in the summer, I've gone down the roads, road and back roads, and they're fresh in the not even in green bags. It's just out there.
You can't. So
we can't have that with the renters coming in and every week finding trash on our roads.
But that would be where, if like Casella's was picking up, and these people had a dumpster. That or not a dumpster, a garbage can, the trucks would pull. Exactly.
I don't know what they're going to say.
No, we don't. We don't know what they're going to say.
I would think they would say, I'll take care of it.
But there are people that.
But we just the last meeting we talked about fines for trash. It was more to do with the beach. Leaving trash out at the beach, it could work at if it's on the roadside.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's all on the road. How do you know? It's not going to say John Jones and give an address.
Yes.
I have one last thing to say is that I care very much for my neighbors, and some of them have a hard time. They may have a disability, and it may be hard for them to lift trash and take it in to the station. And they've already bought like up to $600 worth of trash bags, which understanding that was the best price to buy them at.
Okay.
So they're not going to just suddenly get a private service, which is then going to burden them more if they're on unlimited income.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to address that, that it's not just as simple as suddenly paying more than we pay now for taxes and for the curbside in a private service. It's going to cost a lot more to replace what we have now or what we are not going to have now.
And Britta has a question.
Britta,
go ahead. Britta.
Yeah, so this is Jason again. Sorry, it took me a second to get off unmute. Just again, this is an observation. You know, as we continue to talk about this and with the laws in Vermont and the composting, like I don't see this getting better when it comes to the garbage versus recycling. As people get better at composting and reusing the trash, the amount of recycling or the volume of recycling versus the volume of trash is just going to get further apart, and our costs are going to continue to go up as the cost of recycling goes up. So again, it's just something to think about as the trash costs go down. We're not going to be bringing in the revenue from the trash side to offset the recycling side. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah,
hear any of it.
I was right here, so I heard he said that as trash volumes go down, the if that's the mechanism being used to fund your facility, then you're going to lose revenue there, which is an excellent point, and it's one that, you know, we looked at years ago when this was first passed. you know, what is that point? You have to recycle upwards of 65% of your trash in order for that to flip. So, you know, nobody's, some towns are close, but not that close. But it is a valid concern, you know, if people do better, where's the revenue going to come from? But we're not there. And unfortunately, you know, as the waste district, we just looked at our budget the other night, and we look at how much trash is generated in the region annually. It never goes down. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, no matter what we do as an organization, you know, we try and get more recycling, composting, things like that going. Trash always goes up, and it's unfortunate. Some years it goes up by a smaller amount, but it has never decreased in the 26 years that I've been in this position. So it is a valid point, but it's probably unlikely that any town's going to get to that point soon, where you're recycling and composting so much that you don't have enough revenue to cover your costs.
Yes. Yeah, just a question about volume. Are you going to limit the number of bags people come with?
No.
No, so like we have a fairly small community in our lane, so we'll probably take turns bringing it down.
Yeah, no, we would not limit that.
So I have a question, Susan Blackstone. If we take our trash down to the dump, then if I bring my trash can that has all the junk in it, it's going to cost me $1.50. If I put all that same trash in a bag, it costs $4 or $5. So are you going to require me to bring my trash in a bag in order to dump it there, or can I still go by weight?
As I'm concerned, if you're bringing it down, you can still do it by weight.
Yeah, you can still do it by weight.
Yep. No, that's cheaper, I'll tell you. It's a pain in the neck, but it's cheap.
So, let me just clarify. So you're not picking trash up or recycling next summer.
Ray Lanier over on Common Lane. Just trying to wrap up of what's the options are for both. So, number one, we would take our trash to the transfer station, and we would take our recycling to the transfer station, and it has to be, and we sort it ourselves.
Right.
That's correct. If we hire somebody, they have to pick up both the trash and the recycling. Is that correct?
They don't have to, but you can certainly seek services from one provider who will do both.
Yeah.
And so that, depending on the job. So yeah. they're allowed to pick up trash and recycling as trash, and there's no repercussion, that sounds like that, compared to what you're saying. If the town did that, they can't do that.
No, the town can do that. Yeah, I misspoke at the last meeting because there is an exemption for haulers because the infrastructure in the Northeast Kingdom is such that people have the ability through drop-off facilities. We have more drop-off facilities than any other region of the state. People can use those, so they have access to recycling. So it's the trash pickup. And we also have more small haulers than anywhere else in the state because we're right next to the landfill. And it would be cost prohibitive for some small haulers to add a second vehicle to pick up recycling. So they said, look, people have the option to get rid of their recycling and their composting through these drop-off facilities, so we're not going to require them to do both. However, some of the larger haulers and even some of the smaller haulers have said, you know what, it's good business practice. If people want both services,
we will provide it. So there are options available for private trash and recycling services.
And again, as far as recycling here in Westmore, if we go to the transfer station, we're the ones that are going to pop it into the different locations, which is something I do anyway, but I'm just verifying it's not a zero sort at that point anymore.
One more.
Yep.
You still have some, seems you still have some stuff to work out.
Yep.
Will there be some kind of notification? Like, this was kind of, we found out that this like third hand. Like, I would have thought there would have been some kind of notice of our tax. So there's going to be some kind of after log on at October 2nd to find out.
It's on the website.
On the website, it's in the Chronicle 3 weeks. It went out as an email.
Send your email to the clerk's office. Yeah, you can get on the distribution.
Okay. You have just ask.
Yeah, just ask, and then the town website is the place where we disseminate.
Well, I went there after. That's where I found
out. Okay. Get on the mailing list.
I think the decision was made after the taxes went.
Oh yes, it was.
That's why he didn't get a notification.
Okay. I'm Bill McGuire. Can I put something on the record? I'd like it recorded.
Thank you.
That I've registered that what you're doing is irresponsible and mean spirited. Mm-hmm. Period. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. That we hire a private person to come up and pick up our trash and or recycling. Does that person take the trash to our transfer station for us?
No.
Or do they deliver it up to the new
Twitter?
They take it someplace.
They get someplace. They take it to probably.
They're robbing
Just gonna add a little levity by saying a solution of Jeff Smith. Mr. Pizza Man, who owns Bun's Oak property, owns the liquor store in Lindenville. And that's where you can bring all your recyclables. So convenient. And it's great.
The only cans and bottles.
5 cents.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. No.
Returnables. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's kind of, you know, my car is my recyclable machine. Kathy Brannigan. It makes a difference. It just is a. So I'm just saying it as a solution with a little levity. You can buy some liquor on your way out.
Or you can donate it to the Boy Scouts that have these little sheds everywhere. They collect your returnable.
So does St. Paul's. You go to Garden, they're right at the school and right at CFC. You can drop them up there.
Anybody else? Any questions? Yes.
My name is Jason Warren. Why wasn't this put before the town as a vote? Would be optional.
Bill can town lawyer gave us a decision about that.
There's a lot of pieces to this. There's, you know, what do you put to the town? No. We're trying to get to the point where there's no impact on the taxes. So my warrant would be taxes will no longer support transfer station bag prices will go up. You know, everybody would have a different thing. I don't think you can tease it out warrant item by warrant item. So the select board look upon themselves to find a path to get us to that point.
Well, is it true that they figured they don't need a vote on this from the town? They can just decide it themselves.
Yeah, it's more than just the pickup and drop off. It's the recycling. It's the other people coming into our town and feeding stuff. There's a whole myriad of things that is part of this solution. There's no one silver bullet.
Okay, is there any hope, this is Susan Blackstone, is there any hope that we would get any sort of curbside pickup back if we ditch the recycling or
commercial hauler
work it?
do curbside pickup.
We're the only town left doing it. There's a reason why we're the only town doing it. The rest of the towns have found it's not a town business to be in.
So if the town went back to hiring some person like the guy that used to come before,
town doesn't want any part of it. It should be a private industry, not a town run.
I think it should be a town vote. If we have to wait until March, that's where it should be, and we'll have to gather take some names for that. And I think it's an important service that should be decided by the town and not just a select board decision. We have a lawyer to agree to it or not. I think it's upset a lot of people, and it should be discussed by the residents that can vote, and I will be in March. So we'll just have to get a petition together for that.
We went through the same thing with driveway plowing 30 years ago.
Yeah. And it's a certain,
driveway plowing doesn't happen anymore. You know.
Trouble lifting the 35-pound bag.
So somebody even
bought,
I think
hundreds of dollars.
I think if people want to have it back, but you can do the math here. If we got 57% that's not covered by the tax that we're paying for it, 43% by services, the bag price, excuse me,
year we've already paid for 2025. So why are you cutting it off on October 1st? We should get the service through the end of the year.
The bag prices more than double. To Paul's point, if we want to have the trash pay for the recycling, it's $12 to $15 a bag. And then people can make the choice whether a private hauler might be better for them at that point.
Well, it's more expensive than the taxes we're paying.
At this point, the private hall for my location is $700 a year. So that's
$700
a
year.
Where are you?
Because that whole cottage was.
Yeah, no, that's why we're saying we're not getting rid of the transfer station.
But the town shouldn't be going down that road. They used to turn around.
For everyone else that gets pickup, it would be between $400 and $700 per year. In addition to their tax bill. Yeah.
But the town should only be going to where the mailboxes are. You know, things got out, and that's where our costs got out of control because we had too many of people that town going in private roads, and you know, it just.
Yeah. Do you have any?
I think we could raise the price to $15 a bag. It'd still be cheaper than the $700. Mm-hmm. People would just have to adjust.
Right,
their reality to that's what they're going to pay now. You know, if you $15 a bag,
let's do that.
You know, we could do that. We could do that right away, and then still do pickup, still do zero sort. We can do all that, but people have to understand if you use the sort, you
know, those bags, not
riding.
You're
having hearing. I'm officially retired a week ago.
Bruce,
took a refrigerator last today. Very good.
So the trash still would be continuing to be paid for, and that I presume is going to cover the transfer station people that are working down there. So there will still be charged for trash bags. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And the other thing I would suggest that perhaps the select board would consider is going back to some kind of identification. We used to have little tags we can put on our windshield to at least remedy the people that are, you know, don't belong there. That, to me, that's somewhat of a simple thing, and perhaps that would help.
There's a lot of things we're going to be looking at.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Questions. I remember when the trash bags were going up to $7.50. It never happened, but we were told buy them at $5. A lot of us did. Now there's. If we have to get a private service, are you going to buy these trash bags back?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy them back?
You will buy them back.
Yeah.
Buy them back. Yeah. Thanks. Oh,
we
fine.
Would buy them.
Yeah.
No.
Select board, thank you for your help. You have a tough job to do.
Thank you.
Come back to your report, John.
Thank you.
Thank you for all
him. Oh, did you have something you wanted to say?
That fell off, yes, but I think, okay.
Well,
yes, great big dumpsters.
Make the motion to adjourn. Okay.
Yeah.
We adjourn.
Question about the it should have been a town hall.
Yes, there
are the mic isn't working there, so no one on Zoom can tell what's going on. Hello?
Isaiah made the motion. I seconded it.
I had my hand up and nobody called on me. This Zoom thing isn't quite working the way it should.
They were all like, yeah.
Time to do video and audio, please. You're leaving out people.
Yeah.